many focus upon where they are. Where you are is vivid. You can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it with your physical body. Where you, people are giving you feedback about it, there's a comparison of where you are and where everybody else is. We get how vivid where you are is. It just doesn't mean diddly squat, because all it is this temporary bouncing off place into the journey on the way to more, on the journey, on the way to more, on the journey, on the way to more. The journey 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 on the way to more. The journey, the journey, the journey, the journey on the way to more. The journey on the way to the journey on the way to more. Now here you are on a journey. And so here you are, you're out in the middle of the ocean, you're on your way to something that will be wonderful. You're on your way to something that will be wonderful. But what you are saying is, yes, I'm on this journey. Came out into this beautiful ship and got onto this beautiful ocean, and we went to a beautiful place, and then we're going to another beautiful place, and then we're going to another beautiful place, and there are beautiful places and beautiful people and beautiful things to experience, and then I'm going home. Yeah. So what's happening is you're making this journey too literal. You're forgetting about all that now life and life before has propelled or parlayed or projected into your future experience. In other words, you think the itinerary that this ship is taking you to is a delicious journey. You ought to see the itinerary of your vibrational escrow. That's an itinerary, you see. So who cares? Sometimes you're going to come to an island that is so magnificent that you're going to want to get off and devour every part of it. And sometimes you're going to come to an island that you're not even want to get off the ship.
Right.
Because some of them satisfy you in more ways than others do. And all of your life is about that. There are going to be some aspects of your life that you're not really wanting to take an exploration party and explore it and bring others along, because it's not worth exploring. It doesn't measure up to who you really are. But there is always the promise of something so much more, and you're in charge of all of that. You're getting the sense of it, you see? So much wonderful thing before you. And as you begin looking optimistically there, and we think you've already begun to do that before you sat in this chair and addressed us in this way. You've got the hang of this. We just want you all to begin saying things more like, I'm eager for what's coming and satisfied with what is. And the reason I'm satisfied with what is because I can't change what is. But your eagerness for what's coming will change what is. Isn't that interesting? You can't change what is right now. You can't, because there are too many laws in place that make what is right now going to linger for a while. You live in this time-space reality where what is going to linger for a while. Right. But as you are looking forward, as you are caring about the way you feel, and as you are more forward-looking than now-looking, what happens is you improve your now. Let's say it clearly. You improve your now with your forward attention. You improve your now with your forward attention. You improve your now with your forward attention. And your forward attention that we're talking about is your vibrational escrow. As you begin to try to describe what you've put over there, and it's not, sometimes you say, I can't find positive words to describe it. And we say, doesn't matter. Use the negative words to describe it, because when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. So when you're in the middle, when Esther finds herself in the middle of something that she doesn't like someone not doing something that she asked them to do and wanted them to do, and she fixates on that, she sucks the life out of herself by focusing on that, where if she will just say, this experience and experiences like that have made me ask for this kind of person in my life, and then she turns her attention to this kind of person and gives her attention to that. Now this has given her the benefit, because she put that in her vibrational escrow a long, 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 long time ago. And this experience of not having it for this moment is only a directive to get her focus toward what she really does want. Your now reality, when we say it doesn't mean diddly squat, we mean it is not where you're going. Why are you still looking at it? Have you ever seen anyone walking down the street looking at where they are? They don't do so well. They run into things. They miss things. They're just looking at where they are. They're just looking at where they are. Here's where I am. 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 Where are you going? It doesn't matter, because here's where I am. Here's where I am. Where you are is just the bouncing off place for where you're going, but we want you to get oriented.